It's not just the so-called fiscal cliff that Congress is trying to resolve today. A tentative agreement on what's been dubbed the dairy cliff is aimed at avoiding a government-induced spike in the price of milk. As Jessica Robinson reports, Northwest dairy farmers are paying close attention to those negotiations.
Without an extension of the Farm Bill, a 1949 law will kick in, forcing the government to buy dairy products at hugely inflated prices by today's standards. That would create an artificial dairy shortage. The Secretary of Agriculture has warned consumers to brace for milk that could cost $7 a gallon if Congress doesn't act. Jim Cron of the Oregon Dairy Farmers Association doesn't expect to see that overnight, but what will really happen, nobody knows.
That's a good question. People have made assumptions on what would occur. It's something that's never occurred before, but with the dysfunction in D.C., we're seeing a lot of things occur that have never occurred before. So
even dairy farmers who stand to gain from a doubling in price think it would disrupt the market. Companies that use large amounts of dairy are also worried about a price spike. In the Northwest, Dairy Gold and Starbucks are both paying close attention. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.